Well, hello there. Nice to meet you. Formally, anyway. Well, I did see you out in the crowd during my stage show earlier. You were in the front row, if I remember correctly. Oh, don't be so bashful. I've heard that you've been to Starlight a few times before. Although it seems like you've never had the gall to pay for a private room. I think you're the only one I know who hangs out at a strip club exclusively for the bottomless chicken wings. What's it gonna be? Scotch? Whiskey? Oh, that's an interesting choice. Coming right up. Here you are, my darling. Cheers. Oh, no, it's nothing. I guess I was just curious how a shy, down-on-his-luck patron like you, who clearly struggles with eye contact, could suddenly decide to book the most expensive VIP room we have. The Black Diamond Package? I mean, usually that consists of free admission for up to 10 of your closest friends, unlimited lap dances in our VIP room, and bottle service for our top shelf liquor that we have on stock. That was a $500 sip you took just now. Relax, I'm screwing with you. But, since I have you here, why don't we talk business? You wanted a lap dance, right? The owner tells me that you requested me by name. Quite bold of you. Judging by your face, I believe the answer to my question is yes. No. No need to stand up. Now, do you agree that as long as you're in this room, you'll be at my beck and call? I can't hear you. Stop mumbling into your chest and speak up. Good boy. Well then, let's dim the lights and see what we can do about that. It should be a little hard to see. The low lights are motion activated in this room, so while you're getting your bearings, I'll be running you through the rules here. Pay attention. Rule number one, you're not allowed to use your hands. So no matter how badly you want to, you'll just need to learn some self-control. To ensure this, I am taking off your belt. Let's just like that and there. Now you shouldn't be able to get your hands free. Just set them in your lap for now. Rule number two, you already know. Everything I say goes. Now, your eyes should be adjusted to the lighting in here. Look down. We're going to be seeing a lot of each other tonight, so get familiar. Start at my heels. Run your eyes up my calves. My thighs. My black panties. Past my navel. Oh, naughty boy. Focusing on my leather bra. This is high-end Italian leather from Florence. As much as I'm sure your fingers would make short work of it, we had an agreement. Look, don't touch. You know, as I'm looking at you, tied up and flustered, I can't help but feel like I want a closer look. I want to see that expression up close. Is this seat taken? How comfy. Yeah, your lap feels so nice. Well, except for this really hard thing in the middle. I wonder what you're hiding between your legs. Can I take a look? Touching it, it doesn't seem to have squared edges like a phone or a wallet. And it's not rough enough to be house keys. It's almost as if someone's hard and twitching. Does it feel nice having someone warm on your lap, grinding against your length, testing the limits of your self-control? Easy now. Just focus on how good it feels to have my hips roll forward and then back, forward, then back. My panties must feel so good rubbing against you. The good thing about being back here is that even if you make a mess, it's so dark. No one would see the stains. You don't have to look away like that, you know. You wanted to be in this room with me. So why are you staring at the wall when you could turn your head and stare at my tits in your face? I said don't touch. I never said you couldn't look. Good boy. They're pretty, no? If I arch my back like this, they jiggle. I can't tell whether it's the mood lighting in here or you, but either way, your face is bright red. Don't lie, you've definitely pictured burying your face between a girl's tits a few times now, haven't you? I wouldn't mind if you sat up a little more upright. I promise you I don't bite. Well, not unless you want me to. That's it. Lean a little bit closer. See the fine quality of the leather? This cost me a pretty penny, you know. Why don't we do this? Eyes on me. The only ones in the room are you and me. So you can look as much as you want. In fact, let me make this even better for you. This is body oil. We use it therapeutically after our shows, but it is really great for giving massages. And of course, it looks great on us too. I felt you twitch down there. Can you see everything okay, or should I move closer? I'll move closer. That way, you can admire them from up close. I can feel your breath against my nipple. Well, true. I did say you couldn't touch, but that was alluding more to your hands. I didn't specifically say anything about your mouth, now did I? It's okay. Just take a little lick. The oil is edible. Besides, I can see you drooling. And I'd hate to deprive you of something you so desperately want. There you go. There you go. You're such a good boy. Using that tongue the way I want you to. Does it feel good? My nipple in your mouth and my panties grinding against your crotch. Fuck. Oh, you're better. You're better than I was expecting. Shy men are always the most earnest and bad. So open to learning new things. Pleasing a woman. I've got another idea. First, let's get these panties off. Thank you. I do work out. Now, cup your hands for me just over your lap. There you go. I'm just gonna pour this body oil into your cupped hands. Keep your fingers nice and tight together. Now, let's keep this next part to ourselves, okay? No need to get management involved. I'm gonna use you to oil myself up thoroughly. And all you have to do is sit there. Think you can handle that? Good. Now don't move. Let me just take a seat on your lap on top of your hands. And with you holding still, I'm gonna rub my ass back and forth on you. Left to right, front to back. Use those hands to give me full coverage. Good job holding still. I know just how badly you want to grip me, but sometimes it's nice having someone so passive. Does it feel nice? My plump ass in your grasp. There you go. Really lean into it. Oh, that's it. No, you're fine. It just... You know what? I think I want to lose this. Congratulations. So you have your hands back. But also, this is what I'm really interested in. You'll have to forgive me, but it's been a little while since I've been this engaged with a patron. There's just something about you. Your shy demeanor, your obedience, maybe. Something that makes me just want to ride you like a fucking chair. You don't mind, do you? Helping a girl out. An agile, pent-up girl who wants to fuck you senseless. Be a good boy and give in to me. Yes. Yes. Fuck. Oh, this is what I wanted. You'd be good at this. Yes. Yes. Grab my ass. Grab me tight since I'm oily. Fuck. Yes. do it. Throw stuff into me. Bottom out in my tight little pussy. Oh, such a fast learner. Oh, yeah? You're gonna come already? Oh, you better make it count, because I want some mileage on you. Oh, shit, I'm close too. Yes, yes, yes. Oh my god, harder. You feel that? That's how fucking wet you make me. Oh, we're not done yet, sweetheart. I want a taste of what my pussy did to you. Call me a perfectionist, but I don't like leaving a patron until he's moaned my name at least twice in one night. Delicious cock. I think I'm gonna make every inch of this mine. You're already starting to get hard again. Let me take this whole thing in my mouth and keep it warm. Looks like you didn't want to stay soft for very long. I think my warm mouth is too much for you. Don't worry. I'll treat the sensitive cock of yours right. Do you trust me? Good. Because I'm looking to take you deep. You're doing so good, baby. Even after coming, you still throb in my mouth. Come on. Come on. I know you have one more left in you. Oh, give me what I want. Mm-hmm. Fuck. Oh, that is so much cum. That is so much fucking cum. Let's clean you off before anything else. There we go. All better. You are absolutely incredible. Unfortunately, though, our time in this room is limited, but here, my card. If you meet me outside after closing time, maybe we can try to beat a record and get you off more times than you can count. I'll be waiting.